KB4CBA Mobile.
Hi.
So, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Just got back from South Carolina and just got back to the Crater Forestry, so...
I was up at Maggie Valley seeing my sister and helping her with her Jeep, and she was trying to debate whether to have it repaired or replace it. So she finally decided to buy a new one, so which I think was a good idea. But anyway, so but I got home, I don't know, a couple hours, 3 hours ago, maybe. From that trip, boy, it was a lot of traffic on 26 and 40, and it was, then I ran into some rain coming down the big hill there, the 6% grade on 25.
Yeah, it was raining hard at Mills River. I had to stop at the Ingles and buy some groceries, and it was pouring down rain, so I got soaking wet, of course.
You know, it's funny, because it didn't last a long time, but when it was coming down, it was coming down. I mean, whew, and going down that 6% grade, it went to one lane because they're doing some construction, and and I was going down the hill, so everybody was slamming on their brakes and everything. It was a mess.
Yeah, I got through that before the rain started, so I was glad of that anyway. What's wrong with your sister's Jeep?
It's a 21, she bought it new, I think, yeah, it was a 21 Jeep Wrangler, and 4x4, and she had a noise in the rear end when she made a tight turn, so I told her, usually, your spider gears are involved in that, and, usually... That's where my mind would go. One guy told us it might be the positive traction unit, but I don't know. That's the only time you really use your spider gears or put a strain on them, when you're turning, because one wheel's turning faster than the other. And I built rear ends. I know what all's involved, and thing, they wanted almost $5,000 to rebuild it.
Oh, my Lord. My daughter's got a 23 or 24 Jeep Wrangler, and she loves it so far.
I mean, this one she bought, she had to have a four-door, and it's got a nice black decal on the hood of the American flag. It's just gorgeous. She doesn't like it. She wanted it taken off, but I think she's gonna decide to keep it. I think when she went to church this morning, I think some people liked it so much, I think she might have changed her mind. But anyway, it's almost an army green, but of course it's a lot nicer paint. And with some black trim and black interior, it's really nice. And and the main thing is she likes it, so
that's all that matters. My daughter's Jeep is white, and she had to have a retractable roof on it, so she's got a retractable roof, and she pushes a button and the roof retracts.
Considered those. They had one in the showroom. They had the roof, pulled back, and but she decided she wanted a sunroof, and they just don't have that. So and then he was telling her about the retractable roof, and of course we were sitting there looking at one, and she decided she didn't want that. So And she didn't want white. She said, you know, just about any color but white. So, there you go.
That's the way I feel, too. I hate white vehicles. At my work, we always had white vehicles, and I hate them. Hers is a hybrid, though. She plugs it in and charges it, and it runs for about 30 miles on electricity, and then it has to switch over to gas. So I don't see any advantage in that.
Yeah, hers is, she went from a V6 and her R1 to a, this has got a four-cylinder turbo, but about 270 horsepower. So, you know, and she just puts around. She don't, she doesn't drive it hard. And, I mean, man, I'd be flooring that thing. I'd have that turbo burned up in no time. You know, the oil, the tube that they have that the oil runs through is so small. This is one thing, being a mechanic. And that oil, you know, if you get that turbo good and hot, that oil will just, it'll boil and it'll start sticking to, it'll stop it up. And of course, then your bearings go out in your turbo, and the next thing you know, your turbo locks up, you need new turbo. So I see that happen a lot.
Yeah, I kid her about her hybrid. I says, let's see, you can go 30 miles on it, on the hybrid, and then you got to plug it in for 6 to 8 hours or something like that to charge it up. That's going to cost you $8 to $10. We didn't then save anything.
It's interesting. Hybrids are a different animal. Well, I'm pulling in here to pick up a pizza. I'm going through the drive-thru, but when I turn around this building, the corner here, I'm going to completely lose the repeater, but I'll be back in a couple of minutes if you're still going to be in there. KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, KM4GLI. Have a good evening.
Sorry, and have a good holiday and Labor Day, and we'll talk to you later.